Rebbech Malmalo. He also was talking about that there's space left over on top. Because again, we have to be afraid, maybe it was two separate gittin here. Even though there was a space left over on the bottom right, but maybe really the top of this piece of paper was very, very long. And the first get ended off true at the top of that big piece of paper. But then started the second get. And what you see now is they cut off the top part there. And even cut off the date of the second get. So maybe again the bottom part now is really the bottom part of the second get. And the right side is the first get. You shouldn't be able to put the two together. So that's the Morris Terrence know that there's space left over on the top also. So since there's space left over on the top, we know clearly it's only one get here. The Morris still, but maybe the Dilma, maybe Imluchi Imluch. Maybe it's true. First he had the right side of the get written up, and the husband changed his mind and decided not to give his wife a get the get. And then he continued writing it. So then the get should be possible, because once he changed his mind, the first part is possible. But Dilma Imluch Imluchi. The Kosov and the Gemara, the Chsiv Harayat Melmato, or Materas Melmalo. So as far as in this, when you're writing that, you don't change your mind. Like if the bottom side had Harayat, and the top side says Materas, for sure was written at one shot. He didn't change his mind. You don't stop your mind in the middle of writing the equal part of the get. The Dilma may be Isramile. Maybe it just happened to be. What can you do? It happened, the guy, Chaka, changed his mind. Aye, he wouldn't do it, but maybe it happened that way. He wrote Harayat, and then he decided his mind to stop. And then he changed his mind later on to continue writing the get. That's possible. So Mar says, Kuli Halachashinim. Such a big chash to be afraid, maybe this happened that we're not afraid about. That punct of time when he wrote Harayat, that's when he changed his mind and he stopped writing the get and he finished it later, for that we're not afraid about. So for sure, we know the get was written all at one time. When the get's written Lashma, therefore the get is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says though, Diyadi Bey Mitachto de Megilta. Another teretz, that you know the bottom part of the Megillah. Rashi says, Kula Kusha Bach Mataratzin. Diyadinam Bey Mitachto de Megilta. Shenika Bo Mechita Saklav. Sobe Sobe Kola Get. Shloya Boy Klav Elazin. As you could tell by the ends of the parchment that it was never longer. You can tell by the parchment has a certain blackness to it that this is the bottom of the parchment, and it was Nick, you can tell this is the top of the parchment. So if we don't have to be afraid, maybe this piece of paper was very long and there was two gittim there, or maybe it was very high and two gittim. No, we're talking about that Nick, you can tell in the cloth itself that this was the top and this was the bottom. Then the Mishnah says, Chosmu Edim Rosh Adav. If Edim sign on the top of the daf, it's possible. Ain't it's not that way. Rav signed on the side. How does our Mishnah say if the Edom signed on the side to get this possible? Hosin, the Terrace says, they signed the name on the side, but they signed towards the Ksav. Therefore, it was facing towards the Ksav. That's why it's kosher. That we learned. Hikiv Rosh Hashozev, it's that Rosh Hashozev, where they folded over the two Gittim and the two tops met. The question is why? Let's see which way the Edim was towards. Like if the Edim were towards one side, it should be kosher towards that side. That side that the Edim are signing towards should be kosher. No, it's like a bolt going straight across. The Edim were not facing one way more than the other way. Straight going across the top of both of them, that's why it's possible. But the Mari Hochi is so safe with the Tony. Rosh Hashozev, it starts off with Josef. The top is near the bottom. The Edim, the Emsa, says, Eshedim, the Groin, the Sefer Kosher. Now, the Derami Kivrov, the Edim are written straight across like a brick going straight, like a bolt going straight across. Lav Bahai, Bahadi Ha Mikri. It's going straight across, so it's not nicker, it's more towards one more than the other. So here it's not written anyway towards one side more than the other side. So why do we say the other get is kosher? Tomorrow's Teretz says, El Rav, Bediskini, Heve, Chosim. Without that Rav signed the signatures on the side, he didn't do it on a get, on a shtar, you need Edis. Stam on a piece of paper did it. Bediskini means not for Edis. Just time to remember something, he signed there. Rashi says, Shoyimazman Anoshim Adim, when he used to call people to give somebody a summons, and he would sign his name there, so that's all, but that's not a Teres Edis. So therefore it's kosher on the sign. But when you have to have a star with Edim signing on it, you cannot sign on the side, it has to be on the bottom of the get. That's what the Mishnah says, you have the chasam of the sefer and the neid echad. The Mishnah says chasav sefer, but it does not mean just the fact the sefer wrote it. That alone wouldn't be enough. It means the sefer signed his name. And the neid echad, that's what's kosher. Omer Chizor Chizor says, Amani Rabbi Yosi, it goes across Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says the ksav of the sefer is not enough, you have to have a chasima. Verse says, he ksuba chasam, there was a ksuba. The Yasta came in front of Rabbi Avuah. The Aviyadi Bela Taifsor, they knew about the Taifis. Velachasme Yodo, the Chatzadi. They knew to be Mekayim one aid there. So Sabulachshu, they wanted Mekash to get. They want to say the Ksuba is kosher. On Rabbi Yimya, Chasam Seifer Shininu. Because they knew the person that wrote up this Ksuba, and they also knew the signature of one. So they thought to say, that's enough. Like our Mishnah says, if you have the Ksav of the Seifer, and an Eidecha, that should be kosher. So here they had a Ksuba, and they wanted to go to be Mekayim this Ksuba. So Bishasti Kiyim, all they were able to Mekayim is that they knew the Seifer that wrote it, and they knew one Eidechot. So they thought to say, that's enough. Our Mishnah says that you have the ksav of the cipher and an Eidecha, that's kosher. So he answered the back, no. Like Chizur just said, it's not enough if you know the signature of the cipher, but you have to have the cipher's, not that they have the cipher's writing, the fact he wrote the shtar, but you need the cipher to sign. So over here, the fact you knew the person that wrote the ksuba means nothing. If you want to be Mekayim the ksuba, you have to be Mekayim the two people that signed on the ksuba. So here, they're only Mekayim one eid echad, that's not enough to get the shtar, will still be possible. You have to Mekayim both of them. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in daf tei ches amar aleph, in the middle by the two dots. The Mishnah says, Kostav chanichosoi v'chanichosoi kosher. If you write inside the get, her like nickname, or means the family name, his family name, or her family name, the get is kosher. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, chanichas ovus, like a family name is good, begitin ad yudars. Back 10 generations, we use a family name that was used for the last 10 years, or even 10 deras before, that's still called a good name. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I make gimel deras, kosher. No, only for the last three deras, the last three generations, it could use a name, a family name. But if the family name was not used the last 3 years, just before that, then it's no good. That's called like Shino Shmo. Mekan v'yelich posel. If the family name was stopped used to be used the last three generations, only it was used 4 generations ago, then they get this posel. That's not called a good name. Gemara says, "Keman knows who does it go like?" Hold the Yomer Bechanina. Kostav chanichas ovus begitin ad gimel deris, that he can write the family name of him or her in the get, and it's kosher only up until 3 generations. So Gemara says, "Keman kem Shimon Elazar." That goes according to Shimon Elazar. It says only for the last 3 generations that name is good, but not a name that was only used before 3 generations. Omar Rafuna, Micro, where's the apostic of 3 generations of that mashma people remember, people know? Micro, the apostic in the Devarim says, Ki Sayle de Bonim, when you give birth to children, O Bnei Vonim, and they'll have children, for the Ishantem, and you'll be there a long time. So mashma, after 3 generations, it's called already Bnei Ishantem, like you'll forget what will be before that. So for 3 generations, you remember, and not for before that. Omar Rabishur ben Levi, Loichov Eretz Yisrael was not chorav the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Ad sheovdu bo zayin the bote dinim avodah zara. Until there are 7 different bote dinim that worshipped avodah zara. So Rashi says zayin bote dinim means zayin mishpachos shamalachim. 3 different family kingdoms. Mimalcha Yisrael, from the Malcha Yisrael, 7 different mishpachos. Of the Malcha Yisroel that worshipped Avodah Zarah, after that, that's what finally got Hashem so angry that Hashem brought upon us the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, V'yelu Hein, these are the seven Malachim, Yerovim ben Nevot, Ulborsha ben Achya, it's 2, V'yachav ben Amrit, it's 3, Yeyu ben Amshe, it's 4, Pekach ben Ramliel, it's 5, Menachem ben Gadir, it's 6, and Voshea ben Ela, these are the 7. Shenema is a posik that says, Umlullah Yoledis Hashiva, she gave birth to seven, Nov Khanavsha and Bo Shimsha Byom, the sun went down when it's still daytime, and Busha Vichafera. So that's to hear Mash with seven, when the seven mishpachas of the Malachim, when they worshipped the Avodah Zarah, after that Hashem was so Molei Chema that he brought the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Amr Rabbi Amr Bami says, Mikro, where's there a pasuk in the Torah that's mashma seven? The pasuk says, Ki soiled bonim ubnei bonim, when you give birth to children and to the children's children. So even though before we said it's mashma only three, look at the bottom Tosef. The bottom Tosef says, Mikro, Ki soiled that's chador, bonim that's treidor, ubnei is also treidor, and the bonim is treidor. Harei zayin, that's why here you have seven. That's this pasuk of Kisarlet Bonim or B'nei Bonim. Like Bonim is two, B'nei is two, Bonim is two. And Kisarlet is one, that's like seven. Omar Rebik, Omar of Kano, Rav Asi L'Rav. Of Kano, Rav Asi said to Rav, Ksiv Bei Boishei B'nei, the pasuk says by this melech of Boishei B'nei Lo, Vaya Sorav Yeni Hashem. He did the bears in the eyes of Hashem, but Rak Loi Kamalcha Yisrael, but not like the Malcha Yisrael, not like the other kings. Uksiv Olav, and it says by him, Olav Shamnasir, that Shamnasir went up to fight him. So Rashi says, the question is like, Nifneishloi Heshia Kesharam Lochim, Boa Peronius Bemomov, Bitzmiya, like it's a question. If the first apostle says, he didn't do as bad as the generations before. Says, so how come by him did the punishment come? So where it says, Omolo, he answered back like this. All it means to say is Oysan Padisoyas. These like policemen, Shahishiv Yerovim Aladrochim, that Yerovim ben Navar to put up policemen on the roads, Kidesh Lo Yalu Yisrael Regal. His rishis was he mamash stopped Yisrael to go up to El Regal. He said it's Asa to go, and he had policemen to stop the Jews from being El Regal. And now it says Buhoshay the Hoshay, the next king came. Ubitlam, and he just took away the policemen. But Yafal became even so, Leolu Yisrael Regal. Still, Klaiyasol did not go up to the Regal, and that's why Hashem got angry and brought the Churban. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oysan Shonim, those years, Shleolu Yisrael Regal, the Klaiyasol did not go up to the Regal on the Yom Tovim. They did not go up to the Beis Hamikdash, Yelchi Veshevi. Instead, they're going to Golus. And Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukfa. The Yamrilo, and some say, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yirmiya. Dorash Mareima. Mareima made a drosha, Dorash Mareima. My dichsiv, what's the pasuk in Daniel say? Vayishkod Hashem ala ro, Shem saw the bed, Vayivyeyu alayna, when he brought it upon us. Ki tzadik Hashem alokeinu, because Hashem is a tzadik. So Mishum the tzadik Hashem alokeinu, Vayishkod Hashem ala ro, because Hashem is a tzaddik by doing good. That's why he brought the bear upon us. What's beyond the pasuk? Ella, rather, the pasuk means like this. Tzedakah asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem did tzedakah, did something good to us. Shehiglo golus tzidkiyo. He brought upon us the punishment, the golus, the exile of tzidkiyo. V'yadayin golus Yechonya kayamis. Even though we were still in the middle of the exile of Yechonya. In other words, that's a little bit of a taiva. Like really, Hashem could have waited another 2 years until the end of the Golus Yechonya, and then first start another Golus that would have lasted longer, would have lasted another 2 years, the exile. But instead, Hashem was mekarved, made it closer 2 years. So that's the chesed that Hashem did. The pasuk says by the Golus Yechonya, the pasuk says by the Golus of Yechonya, ha'cheresh v'yamazgir elef. What does that mean? Cheresh, like people that can't hear. That means shebishosh shepoischin. When they started to speak and learning, Nasu Akol Kachoshim, everybody else kept quiet. Nobody could answer their questions. So Rashi learns, Golus Yechonya, Rashi says, Hu Yoyochin, Kodmo LeGolus Tzidkiyo Achas Asarashona. It happened before the Golus of Tzidkiyo 11 years. Vezui Tzedaka, this was the Tzedaka, Shemiya Ve'echriv Beisai, and it LeGolus Dorosho Tzidkiyo LeBovol, V'yoyt Shechach MeGolus Yechonya Kayamin. Hashem made a tzedakah that he brought upon us the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash 2 years earlier, that Klai Yisrael had to go into Bavel, when we still had with us the Chachomim from Golus Yechonya. So they were still able to teach us Torah even in Golus. because these people of the Golos of Yechonim were very big Talmid Chachamim. And the Pasuk says they were Cheresh. That means when they started to speak, everybody else kept quiet. They couldn't answer anything. They couldn't answer the questions. And Maskia, what does Maskia mean? That the Gemara says, Kivin Shesoigrin, once the people kept quiet, Shuvainim Paischim, they didn't open their mouth anymore. In other words, they were like astonished upon the Chochmah that these people had. Now, the Kama Elif, what does it mean, Elif 1,000? So Gemara says, Ula Omar Shehiktim Shtei Shonim Livin Ashantim. It means Hashem made the Golis of Tzidkiyo 2 years earlier. So Rashi says, Ula Omar, Hainu Tzedaka Shemil Havi Aroa L'Soiv Ches Meis V'Chamishim. Hashem brought the Roa after 850 years. Tehainu Beis Shonim Kodim Ashantim, which is 2 years less than the Gematria of Ashantim. Tehikos V'Noishantim is the Gematria Ches Meis V'Chamishim Ashtayim. Really, Hashem should have waited 852 years. If he would have waited that long, they would have been destroyed altogether. But now that Hashem made that Churban a little bit 2 years earlier, therefore we still had the Talmidei Chachamim that were alive from Golos Yechonyo, so they were still with us in Bavel, they still taught us the Torah. And Omar Rav